Your yarn is circled to Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM and Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional interests, this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, your mob. All ears here for your deadly yarn. I'm going to jump straight in and talk to our deadly brother, Jeff Major, who has begun his 100-kilometre journey in only his running shoes in an effort to raise awareness for Community Spirit Foundation's work to support First Nations young people. And the engagement officer with the Community Spirit Foundation is taking on the challenge as part of Stride for Education, a virtual challenge designed to get Australia kids active while raising awareness about the foundation's work. We do have a brother on the line, Jeff Major. A very good morning. How are you? You there, Jeff? Lost Jeff. We'll try and get Jeff back online. Jeff, now lost Jeff. Jeff back online and talk about his fantastic feat in regard to moving his feet in running shoes, a 100-kilometre journey. When you think about that, Murray just pulled my hamstring just thinking about it, just reading it, but too deadly, and he's doing it for a good cause. And after moving to Warrabinda, 8 hours northwest of Meanjin, Ms. Major's taken on a supporting role in the community, especially through the Community Spirit Foundation programs delivered in local schools. So we'll try and catch up with the brother and have that yarn. We'll just check, see if he's there. No, he's not there. We'll try again with the lad. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen yarn up strong anyway, you mob? There's strife going on with the Queensland Police in regard to racism and bad talk about domestic violence. So that needs to be checked. And I would say the whole police force across this country. I don't think cultural awareness is put through any of the states and territories, and they should be leading the way in that space. And how does it feel for our First Nation people who are working in the blue uniform, whether they be police liaison officers or whether they be in the force? How do black people operate in that space if there's racism going on? And also talk about disgusting talk about domestic violence and degrading women, all women out there. So this needs to be adhered to by all means. Have you seen Yana Strong? We'll try and get the brother back online and have a chat to him, Jeff Major. Until the time, well, let's go to this road. Warren H. Williams is out there, Western Alice Springs. He is in West Australia. That's Warren H. Williams. Hope you're well, my brother. The track is called This Road. Do enjoy.
Lead me down this road of life. I am tired and I need you here with me. I have walked alone so long, now I need some company. So take my hand and lead me down that road. Many miles, and I've lost so many friends, and the friends that I haven't seen. So here I stand, all alone, asking you to be my friend. So take my hand and lead me down. So long, now I need some company. So take my hand and lead me down that road. Take my
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black 2012. Murray from the Curry coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. As I was saying, we're going to catch up a yarn with Jeff Major, who's begun his 100-kilometre journey in only his running shoes in an effort to raise awareness of Community Spirit Foundation's work to support First Nations young people. On the line, I have Jeff Major. Very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, good, good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Jeff?
Hey, I'm Wanjawara from Mount Isa Dejara way.
Yeah, my brother, beautiful.
Georgina.
Yeah, beautiful. Good footprint, brother. We connected, Murray from the Curry here, brother. So I can hit you up for a loan, eh, cuss? Yeah, I can hit you up for a loan, eh, brother? You want my bank details, bro?
Hello.
Hey, you there? Jeff. Lost you, Jeff. Jeff Major, you there, cuss? Nah, we'll try and get Jeff back. Lost him there. Was yarning with him, but lost him. No good. You're there. Can you hear me? Brother. Jeff, got a bad line. Are you on?
Hello.
Yeah, Jeff, can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear me? Jeff, brother, you're making me look bad here, cuss. We'll try and get Jeff back. Lost him there. Try again. Jeff, you there?
No. Hello.
Nah, Jeff, can you hear me? Jeff? Nah. No. We'll try and get Jeff back. Gee, you're having bad lines today. He might be walking. He's on that 100-kilometre journey. He might be walking there with his mobile phone in and out. Smoke signals, my brother. Give me a call back. Let's talk about your deadly journey and what you're doing for your mob and the reason why you're doing it. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We'll try again with brother Jeff. Jeff, hey. You're there. You're there. Can you hear me, brother?
I can hear you.
Oh, good.
It's not Trevor Timms, is it?
Yeah, my brother. That's what I'm saying, brother. We connected, brother.
Yeah. I just got
scared
with your brothers.
Yeah. There you go, my bro. Like I said, we are connected, brother. So I can flick you my bank details if you like, brother. Shut up. So tell me about your journey, brother. So 100-kilometre journey. Have you already started it, bro?
I'm having trouble getting for the interview there, bro.
Oh, you can't hear me? Jeff. No, we're in and out. Are you walking now, brother? Are you? No. Try a landline if you can. We'll try and call you back, Jeff. Too deadly. Oh, that's Jeff. Jeff Major. We're in and out in regard to our conversation as I'm trying to deter. Is he already on the journey? Is he walking? I'm not sure. He might be, but we'll try and get the brother back so we can continue that yarn. But look, for a good cause. And while we're on the line, let's talk about the major news, what's happening here, top stories in the news today. 44-hour Jetstar delay ruined Stephen's family holiday. New figures reveal he is far from alone. Jetstar, pick up your game. Other stories here. Cheap electric cars, hybrids after Greens Pocock strike deal. A stab in the heart. Guy Sebastian condemns evil acts of former manager. Something going on there. Arnie channels men at work to befuddle French. Three teens critical following fiery crash in stolen car. That's becoming very common, isn't it? The majority were children. Rescue mission underway after deadly Indonesia earthquake. That's very sad. So rare rebuke leaves Putin's voice speechless. Other no pity at all. Aussie drunk driver unintentionally hands himself in. First look companies are linked to the grounds on $14 million property spree. Urgent warning to thousands of homes over potentially deadly faulty batteries. So they're the news headlines for today. Tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods. Murray Christmas, Koori New Year. Maybe you want to talk about that deadly space. It is coming up to end of November into December, which is Christmas time, a time where we get together with family. That's so very important. We all live a busy life. And I strongly believe that that's what I do in regard to family time. Christmas time is the time we get together, touch base with our family ones, our loved ones, because you can busy go do what you want to do, live another months of the year, whether it be chase business, get educated, hang out with your friends, all your ballers, whichever. But when it comes to Christmas time, I reckon family, that's the best go there in regard to making connection Christmas time. Let's try again with brother Jeff Major. See if he's online. Jeff, you there? No, you're not there. My brother. All right, we'll just keep trying you. Okay, have you saying Yana Strong? 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Mr. Moonlight, you came to me one summer night, and from above you sent us love, and from a
Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev on the mic here. Welcome back to your daily program. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. I think we're going to catch up. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
How you going, brother? Long time no hear.
Yeah, yeah. I've told you I was crook, eh?
And how you going now? You all right?
I've got the cure, and I really want to bring you up to scratch on what's happened. I've been watching the news, to do with, it's Healthy Skin Week. Have you heard about that?
Healthy Skin Week? No.
It's been on the TV, on the NITVS and there, and people having really problems with skin problems.
Yep.
Scabies in particular they were talking about on the news, which relates to one of the things contributing to rheumatic heart disease.
Yes.
This is my connection to the show, but anyway, it's Healthy Skin Week, and there's a big thing on Murray Things, and they're trying to get people up there in the Wop-Wops washing machines and things to help with all this thing.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Well, how it goes, 6 months ago, my car blew up, right, in the middle of trying to get the stress-related things, trying to get the cemetery together.
Yeah.
And I started scratching and itching and stuff. You know, I've done a lot of stress, and I hear about stress and people saying stress. And
so the stress, the mental distress affected your body in regard to itchiness, and now we're talking skin.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a little bit complicated, but I can get the message across. So I went to pathology and I got a skin test, and I got a blood test and it didn't really show anything. And the doctor said, oh, you might be allergic and allergy to washing powder and stuff. And so I learned to use the washing machine and rinsed all the clothes twice and cleaned everything in the house.
Yep.
And for 3 months, couldn't get rid of this itch and this rash, raised skin lumps. I told them I hadn't been near monkeys.
Yep.
And I slaved, and it was getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And then the doctor said to me, oh, I'm treating somebody for scabies. And I thought, oh, no, bloody no. And I didn't know about scabies. You know what scabies is? I can tell you exactly what it is.
Enlighten us. Tell us.
It's scabies is a lice, and the female one gets under your skin. The female one gets under your skin and lays its eggs there and then does all its toilet business under your skin, so it can badly affect people.
Yes. And you know, they got a cure for it? Cream or anything?
Yes, yes. The name of the cream is called Lye Clear, which is lice clear, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't have that, and I was really ashamed, you know. I thought, oh, you know, I've got it. And then I got the information, and it said that how is it called? And the scabies mite is transmitted by direct and prolonged skin contact, example, holding hands.
Mm.
It is commonly passed between family members and partners sharing the same bed. And so I stopped shaking hands and things with people and saying, oh, no, you know, and I didn't like to say what I had, but I did because I'm open and honest.
Sure.
And so I tried the treatment and I had two doses and it didn't work, and I went back to the doctor and the rash and things was getting worse. And last week, and these things, a lot of them are related, I've been diagnosed with something called lichen simplex.
Mm.
Lichen is the word, it's like mosses and lichens.
Yep.
Lichen simplex, it's the name of something, and it's a totally stress-related thing. And allergy, and now I'm on what they call super topical corticoid steroids. I said I was on steroids before. I was taking oral ones, but I've got the cream. And to break the whole cycle of these things, you mustn't scratch at all because, and I've got no fingernails left. I had to file them off so I couldn't scratch and stab a cream. But it's something that on the news report leads the stress of it all. It's connected to.
But you've been using that cream that you mentioned, and is that working?
It's working. Four days I've had relief, and I have not scratched for 4 days.
Good.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have come on the phone. I mean, I'm a bit shamed. I've got a skin problem, but I've got it on the way down.
Sure.
It's just so much stress, and I can believe that because when my car gearbox got reverse gear in May, I was walking around and eating and stuff. And then I've got the cemetery things. I've got them at home. I'm living with my own tombstone and her in the front yard here and no car, and I can't get them to the cemetery. You can understand the reason for the stress.
Yeah, exactly. And the heat doesn't help, and you're walking everywhere, and when the heat's on, and then you're sweating, and then you've got that scratch happening, you know? Double whammy, bammy.
Yeah, that fella walking out there in a hot sunny day on a sweatsuit. No, but I'm just saying, it's all these things. And so it leaves you, you can't do anything except for sit there and bloody scratch. Mm. I'm just bringing you up to scratch. That's my joke of the day.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd come on because on the TV it's been big time on National Health Week.
Yeah.
And scabies is a big thing. If it's not treated, it can get worse and worse, and it can lead to rheumatic heart disease. So just trying to do my good deed and put that information out there.
Well, thank you for sharing, brother. And here we are in the 21st century, and scabies are still around. So we need to be careful, you know. Have your yearly checkup. That's right. That's what's so important.
I know it's hard for people way out there to get the doctors and sing, but it can be treated. Mm. The scabies cream, again, is called Lyclear.
Yes.
But I didn't have that. It was a misdiagnosis, and I've had there's other things I want to talk about watching the news, but I thought I'd better talk about this one first, and I'll come back another day.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again, my brother, and stay strong, my brother, and keep using that cream. It eventually goes away, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you must not scratch. It's breaking the itch. Like the minute you scratch, you're spreading it, and then you scratch another thing, and you spread it, and you keep spreading it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you get a little bit of cortisone cream. If you get an itch, instead of scratching, you just get a tiny dab and you put it on that itch.
Yeah.
And that takes your mind off the scratching.
Exactly.
It's like a psychological... Blah, blah, blah. but I'm just saying it's important. It's on the news and they're trying to provide washing machines and things for people. Mm. And I've been all through this for 6 months. I've been in torment.
Yeah.
I couldn't barely concentrate to come on the radio, mate.
No, my brother, thanks for coming on.
There's something there.
You take care, brother.
And I'm trying to... Yeah, okay,
thanks. Tony Gibbs, thank you, brother. Yeah, so there it is, Tony Gibbs having his say and talking about his scabies. So there it is. So do your yearly checkup and take care out there. But the secret is don't scratch. Hard to do, and all about that. Now, I mentioned earlier about the Queensland Police and the damning report into Queensland Police responses to domestic and family violence has delivered a reckoning for the organisation. Statement here, how will Queensland Police Service improve its response to domestic family violence after inquiry condemns failure of leadership? So from highlighting problems with misogyny and racism to pointing out failures of leadership, the Commission of Inquiry's 400-page report, which made 78 recommendations, has been called disturbing. Reading from Queensland's Premier, here are some of the main takeaways of the report. Promotion system flawed. The report said a failure of leadership allowed a culture of sexism, misogyny, racism within the Queensland Police Service, QPS, to continue largely unchecked for many years. Much of the problem of the persistence of sexism and misogyny within the QPS lies at the feet of the organisation's senior leaders who set the ethical tone for the organisation, the report found. It said Police Commissioner Katrina Carroll and other senior leaders failed to call out or denounce the conduct of two senior officers who made casual sexist comments at leadership conferences in the days or weeks after the incident. Family Domestic Violence Support Services... we're talking about when the QPS fails to denounce sexism exhibited by its senior leaders, negative attitudes towards women may thrive, including among junior officers. Both of the officers were dealt with by local management resolution, with one later promoted to chief superintendent. The Commission of Inquiry report said that this showed the promotion system was flawed and that that poor behaviour was no barrier to promotion in the QPS. The Commissioner Carroll could have shown strong leadership by promoting the next person and publicly standing against the recommendation, the report said. The report found there were strong perceptions among QPS members that the leadership lacks integrity and was ultimately responsible for a culture of fear and silence. Racism in the ranks. Racism is a significant problem within the QPS, the report found. Example of racist language and attitudes levelled at police officers and the public included stupid black Cs. We should just Nepal Arakan and bring out the black shiny shines for NAIDOC so we can take photos for workplace, he says. The report noted that August 2020, a group of officers who identified as First Nation people and people of colour met with the police commissioner and other senior leaders to discuss their experiences of racism in the organisation. So, look, a lot of work to be done there. And I don't think it's only Queensland as well. I think it's across the country in regard to other territories and states as well. But, look, shed light on it. There it is. And First Nation officers out there, I mean, between a rock and a hard place, there it is. And this needs to be adhered to from the get-go. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Help but feel. That's Michael Charlton here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully on Trevor Tim 2012. Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbaribrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong. We're going to catch up with yarn now. Well, I believe we've got Kevin on the line from Mackay. Kevin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, mate. Yep.
Yeah, good. What you want to yarn about, Kev?
Oh, I just listened to your radio there when you talked to Tony there from Cairns.
Oh, yeah, Tony. Yeah.
Yeah, the poor fellow got the scabies, all that stuff, that medicine he's taken.
Yes.
Well, I make soap and cream with Gumby.
Like bush medicine, brother. Bush medicine.
Mate?
Bush medicine, you're talking?
Yeah.
Okay, deadly, brother. Yep.
Yeah. My country's down here, just northwest of Rockhampton.
Okay, bro. Yep.
I'm a brother, a couple of borough man.
Deadly, brother. Deadly.
And, I go to my grandmother's country in the harvest at Gumby, and I take the medicine out of it, and I make my soap and cream with it.
Okay. And looks after your skin, does it?
You there?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Yep. You there? Kevin, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Can you hear me? Gee, lines are bad today.
Yeah. My stuff's like a moisturiser, ointment, all in one.
Oh, deadly, brother. And you've always used it, have you?
Sorry?
You've always used it? You there, Kevin?
Can you hear me, Trev?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? No, I've got a bad line, brother. But I'm picking up what you're putting down. We can hear you clearly. Hope Tony's listening.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. No, it's all right. It's just me. I can't hear you over the phone.
Oh, okay, brother. Yeah. So the ingredient again, what do you use, brother?
Yep.
Go ahead, Kev. Nah, bad line, brother. I'm losing you, brother. You must be on a walk there with Jeff Major.
Yeah, I'll make soap and cream with Gumby Gumby.
With Gumby Gumby. Soap and cream. Fantastic. So that would be Gumby Gumby. Is that only in that area, or would we find up here in Far North Queensland?
Well, here, I can hear you now.
Yeah, Gumby Gumby. Is that in Far North Queensland or just in Mackay Rocky area?
No, Gumby Gumby grows all around Australia.
Okay, there you go.
It's a medicine tree.
Okay, rightio. So what do you do? Rub it in with water, stir it up, or boil it, or how do you do? How do you make your cream, brother?
Oh, I can't tell you that secret.
You're deadly, my brother. That's your grandmother's secret. I love it, brother. Beautiful.
Yeah. So I go out there and harvest the leaves, and I take the medicine out of it.
Yeah.
And I make my soap and cream with it, plus I've got the capsules and the tea leaves and everything.
Now, that's deadly, my brother. There's an opportunity there. Check with your grandmother, but a business opportunity there as well, I would say, Kevin.
Yeah, I've been going for 3 years now, yeah.
Oh, deadly, brother.
I've got a lot of markets and everything like that.
So do you sell it at the markets, do you? Do you sell it?
Yeah, I've got an online shop and everything.
Oh, right, fantastic. Do you want to give your phone number out over the airways?
My phone number is 0427...
Sorry, 0427?
249160.
0427? 249160. 60. I'll call that again, 0427249160. Kevin from Mackay, is that right, my brother?
I live south of Mackay and everything like that, but yeah, like... My company's name's Magumby, M-A-C...
M-A-C-G-U-M-B-Y. G-U-M-B-Y.
Yeah.
Magumby.
Magumby. Yeah, all one word.
Right, all one word. Have you got a webpage, brother?
Yeah.
All right.
If you Google Magumby,
yes,
my webpage will come up.
There you go, my brother. Well, thank you for the call, and hopefully get business out of it. But Tony Gibbs, if you're listening, Magumby, too deadly. Kevin, thank you for the yarn, brother. And,
If Tony wants to give me a call or whatever like that, I'll send him up some Gumby. Give him a try.
Yes. All right, fantastic. Thank you, my brother.
Right on, mate.
All the best, brother. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn. That's Kevin there from Mackay. Magumby, that's the name of his business. And Bush Medicine, so do check it out. His number is 0427249160. But otherwise, Google Magumby, M-A-C-G-U-M-B-Y. Black man in business. And what he's talking about is cream. Bush Tucker cream there and Bush medicine cream there. So help Tony in his situation. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? And big shout out there to Tony as well. Too deadly.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Sleeping only in my mind, and I have been away alone this season. I waste so much time thinking of when I would hold you gently, and I look into your eyes, and I would be the one to calm your shaking when you would cry. I miss you in my life. I miss you in my life. So miss you in my life. You had your answers within every smile, and time again I'd lose my chances to reconcile. And even if I had my time over, it would take a while to reveal all my best intentions that I let slip by. I miss you in my life. So I miss you in my life. I miss you in my life. Now I miss you in my life.
Yeah, daily track, My Missing, Xavier Rudd here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Brother, going to try again with Jeff Major. Jeff, you there? Good morning.
Morning.
You got me, cuss?
Right.
Yeah, you're there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking about a 100-kilometre journey. Have you already done it? Are you in the middle of it? Or where are you at, brother?
I've just finished it.
Just finished it.
I've done it my size, yes.
Had a little bony ankle belongs to you, brother. How is it?
It was great support for my daughter. She was my motivator. And
yes.
Helped me, all the community.
Good.
Certainly with the Community Spirit Foundation.
Deadly.
Team supported me, and Warrabinda supported me.
All right, so where did you walk from, brother?
I walked just around Warrabinda.
Okay, Warrabinda, yep.
Yeah, spreading the message about Community Spirit Foundation that we do here in Warrabinda, working with our, from preps to grade 12 and that.
Yes.
And working in the schools, involved with the parents and also
beautiful.
The students going to the classes with stuff like that. And
beautiful, brother.
And also the reading I've done was, you know, just for my health and that.
Yes.
And getting our children to realise that we need to look after our health and that because
yeah.
I'm 64 years old, I've got high blood pressure and I've got diabetes. So
yeah, my brother.
We
yeah.
certainly need to... Yeah, good to start looking after ourselves. And
yeah, good on you. So doing for a good cause, but then it falls back on you as well. It's good for you as a human being, my brother, your own fitness and health.
It certainly does, yeah. And it's been really, really good. Had a few just students walking around with me for a couple of days there. And it's been that hot here, so, you know.
Yep, exactly.
Finally done it. A bit sore.
Yeah, yeah.
First couple of days.
So was it non-stop, or did you have a break and paint the picture, brother?
Every morning just got up and went for a walk and up around town.
Yep.
Went out to a couple of boundaries, some of our outstations for a little walk.
Yep.
And just done it over 7. I've still got a couple more days to go, but...
Okay, brother.
I've already finished it, but it's cool. Just, you know, I've got to keep on walking here because...
Yeah.
I think it's changed my mindset and
yes.
stuff like that, you know.
Yes.
When we get into that thing, when we procrastinate and...
Exactly.
And don't want to do it anymore, so then just put it off for another day.
Yeah, well, your mind have shifted, hasn't it, you know? And we are human beings of our habit.
Yeah.
And you're doing that for the last 12-odd days. It becomes a part of your routine now, my brother.
I do. I get up every morning and go for a little walk, so it's been really, really good. And
good on you.
And our kids and that see me walking around town, and it's part of our education that we work with the Warrabinda kids and that, and then... Just going into their classrooms and talking about goal setting, and then we also work with the high school kids.
Well, the old phrase, well done is better than well said, and you let your action do the talking, my brother.
Yeah, so, you know, families still see me walking around town, and
good.
They understand, because
education
certainly does change lives for us.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful, and beautiful age, brother, and keeping active and living life to the fullest, Jeff.
It certainly is, Jay.
Well, big shout out, and you said the community there, that's Warrabinda, eh, brother?
That's Warrabinda, mate.
Good, big shout out.
To live,
big shout out to Daddy, my brother.
Our foundation that we work with also with Palm Island.
Yeah.
Warram Younger up in the Territory and Warram Younger and Galawiku in the Territory. So,
that's deadly.
And it's all about education and keeping our kids... healthy and strong also.
So you, Dejara, Man Eyes a Man, how long
Dejara,
you been...
Man Eyes a Man.
Yeah, how long you been down there, bro?
Oh, I've been down here for years and years. Okay, my never going to leave.
Yeah, beautiful. That's home now, eh?
This is home for me. My family's there, so...
Good one, bro.
Really, really good.
Well, good to be talking with you. I'm glad I got through to you, Jeff, and thank you for the yarn. Big shout-out to Woorabinder Mob, and congratulations, my brother, and big shout-out to Community Spirit Foundation and the community engagement and work that you're doing there, my brother.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You take care. Kiss Smile and love to the family there, brother. All right.
Thank you.
See you, bro. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Beautiful yarn. Finally got through. Fantastic. Jeff Major, who did and virtually come to the end of a 100-kilometre journey in only his running shoes in an effort to raise awareness for Community Spirit Foundation and his support of First Nations young people. And virtually what he's saying, his young daughter is his motivator. And he just talks about putting action behind the words and just doing the walk. And ripe old age of 64 years old and did the walk and... He's just loving it and leading by example. So there it is. So beautiful. Have you seen Yana Strong? About 11 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Stand for the dirty dollar or the pristine land.
Yeah, that daily track there, Dirty Dollar by Kev Carmody here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off. Just want to correct a statement earlier. Tony Gibbs, my apology, but the word scabie was mentioned in our conversation, which is not the case. You do not have scabies. And as you mentioned, you have lichen simplex, which is a skin itch and is caused by stress. And also you found cream for that. But a big thank you also to Kevin from Mackay. Mugambi, that's his business, bush medicine man. And he's running a business, and you can check it out online, Macgumby, Mugambi, which is good for, skin disease or anything to do with your body. But you can call Kevin on 0427249160. And just once again, my apologies, Tony Gibbs, to Daily Brother, to apologise. Yes, you do not have scabies. You have a disease called lichen simplex, which is a skin itch and is caused by stress, but you have found a cure for that. And I don't want to put any more stress on you, my brother, but thank you very much for your call as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trev about to sign off for today's program. I thank you very much for your time. A one-hour program. We come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country, BBM Bumbarip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National